This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, art strokes and seizures. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Sometimes returning a work of art to its rightful owner isn't easy. Let me paint the picture. The particular painting involved in this case was Portrait of Wally by Egon Schiele. It was brought to the Museum of Modern Art in New York on loan from the Austrian museum, the Leopold. The U.S. government seized and sued the painting, claiming it was stolen. It all began back in 1938 when Nazi soldiers invaded Austria and confiscated the property of many Austrian Jews. This painting belonged to Leo Juray, who ran an art gallery. After the war, U.S. forces recovered the painting. Unfortunately, they returned it to the wrong family, and the Leopold acquired it in 1997. The Leopold claimed that once the police or military recover an item of stolen property, it loses its status as stolen, even if it's returned to the wrong family, and the court agreed. So the Leopold will hang on to the painting. As for the heirs of Leo Juray, it's a major hang-up and a real brush-off why they probably feel they've been framed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.